KQED.
From political shakeups to the kind of shakeups we worry about in the wee hours, earthquakes. Imagine if we had an early warning system that gave everybody a few seconds to brace for impact. Japan has such a system. When that massive quake hit in 2011, a sensor embedded in the ground sent out an alert that launched warnings across the country. If you'd been watching a parliament hearing on TV that fateful day, you would have heard the proceedings interrupted. Like this. The man talking over those chimes is warning that a strong earthquake is about to hit the northern part of the country. KPCC's Molly Peterson tells us a state lawmaker from Pacoima would love to see something similar in California before the next big one hits.
The U.S. Geological Survey already can notify state and local emergency responders when shaking starts along a fault line. Democrat Alex Padilla wants to use that technology to give the public 30 to 60 seconds warning as a quake approaches.
There's plenty of time to, you know, grab your loved ones, get into a safer place, stop trains, stop truck traffic, you know, interrupt surgeries in the hospital. I mean, the benefits of an early warning system are huge.
California lags behind Mexico and Japan in creating a public early warning system. Even so, Padilla says he won't seek money from the state's general fund for it. Instead, he says he's looking for creative financing for the project, which could cost up to $80 million. That could mean a public-private partnership or support from the federal government. Padilla announced his bill at the California Institute of Technology. Earlier this month, Caltech scientists announced new research suggesting that a single megaquake on the San Andreas Fault could strike both Northern and Southern California at the same time. Padilla says the possibility of a statewide quake argues for the statewide warning plan. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson.